Christmas chip is basically a Christmas dinner all in one. So it's your turkey, your ham, your stuffing, your cocktail sausages on your chips with gravy. People can have cranberry if they wish, but the majority don't. Some people switch it up a wee bit and go for peppered sauce rather than the gravy, but the gravy's the most popular.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Dancers and Prancers, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Yule Log to my dreidel. Kristen Joy Hoadley, best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you,
and
Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Chrissy's going back to the 90s and starting a rave right here.
It's a snowflake.
It's a Christmas Eve rave.
It is a Christmas Eve rave.
It's a Christmas Eve rave. Yay!
Yay!
When I worked in the restaurant industry, I loved Christmas Eve because I knew I was going to get shit-faced.
That's right.
It was a favorite tradition of the people who work in the industry who had to work on Christmas Eve was to party very hard on Christmas
Eve.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I partied so hard one time I spent Christmas Eve in jail.
Oh, really?
Merry Christmas to Brian.
Was that the jail night?
It was one of the jail nights. Yes, it was one of the jail nights. I had to beg my dad to come get me. I actually got arrested on the 23rd and then was well into the Christmas Eve when my dad decided to bail me out at like 5 p.m.
Merry Christmas to your dad.
Yeah, I went straight from jail to the family function.
Yeah.
Which I got no presents.
I bet.
Thanks, Dad. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us. We're on the last couple days here of the 12 days of TCB, but fret not, because I think there's 6 more episodes after the 12 days of TCB, and we'll get them to you. Unbelievably, we'll get them to you. I think we have some guests lined up for that in-between space, that space where you're just a little bit depressed that Christmas is over, mm-hmm. but you're very thankful because you have a couple more days off of work.
Yep, and not New Year's us. Is on the way.
Not us. We'll continue to work for you. Congratulations to you. So I hope you're doing well on this Christmas Eve. A lot of people have been writing in saying how wonderful it is to have 12 days of TCB. They're so excited. Thank you for writing. Thank you for listening, quite frankly.
Yes.
That's really nice. I think the intended effect has happened, and that is that people are tuning into the 12 days of TCB. So
yes.
Who knows? Maybe we'll do it next year if we're still alive and kicking. If this year hasn't killed us, maybe we'll do it next year.
Maybe what we can do next year if we do this is just record an extra episode, one a month.
One a month, and then we'll have the 12 days of TCB. Well, there you go. I think we'll be a little ahead of ourselves. We'll be in shorts recording the 12 days of TCB. Hey, listen, what do you do? What is the bigger day to you, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Growing up, it was always Christmas Eve.
It was.
Well, yeah, we did a big holiday dinner with family, and everybody got together and exchanged gifts on Christmas Eve.
So you're Christmas Eve gift exchangers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, but Christmas Day then was for Santa.
Wow.
And the kids.
Yeah, you guys are wild. You have two full days of Christmas giving. You know what? Actually, that's how it was in my family, too, is that we would go to my grandmother on my mom's side, where I have like 32 cousins, mm-hmm. many aunts and uncles that go along with those cousins that had those cousins. And then they would all get together for a huge spread, couple hours of gift giving, laughing, joking.
Christmas Eve.
Yes. Christmas Eve. My uncle mm-hmm. making slightly racist jokes, you know, stuff like
right.
that.
Oh, yeah. The big family get together.
That's right. How is it done over there in Scotland, Christina? Is Christmas Eve the big day?
Well, not in my house.
No?
No. I mean, we have a good Christmas Eve. It's like we just go over and have some sausage rolls at someone's house, and it's just a nice day. But all of our gift receiving and giving goes on Christmas Day, and we do like a massive Christmas dinner with the three like expat families.
Okay.
So we have like two British families and a Canadian family that we do our Christmas Day with, which
How many
is really
people
nice.
In total oh, come to that?
Yeah, like 20. Depends.
20 people. That's nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. It's really fun.
I used to always love that get-together at my grandmother's house because there were so many people
Same.
There that I could kind of hide out,
right?
I could kind of do my own thing. My parents weren't up in my ass. Yeah. And my
parents were getting drunk.
Yeah. My grandmother and my grandfather had this loft, like, you know, that overlooked the living room. But then there was like this little room off to the side. So you could go up the stairs, and then you could look down on the crowd in the loft, and that's where all the kids would be at the railing looking down on it. But then my grandpa had this TV that you would, you know, watch, you could watch stuff on. So I remember that when my grandpa eventually got cable up there, one of my older cousins had figured out that you could do the squiggly line, see a tit thing on like the pay-per-view channels.
The Playboy channel?
Yes. So then that became a running, you know, theme.
Is you all would just race upstairs to the
race upstairs to see the squiggly tits. Squiggly tits on Christmas Eve. Who doesn't want squiggly tits on Christmas Eve? But I remember thinking to myself the first time that that happened that Santa wasn't going to come because I was being bad.
Naughty.
That's right, because I was being naughty. Little did I know I could be much, much worse and still receive gifts. But not on the time I went to jail.
Not the
Dad
jail
yanked
Christmas.
Those presents away from me. I think he literally yanked. I think he decided your present is out of jail. Out of jail card. Well, I mean, listen, I'm just a boy on a mission to get French fries, hitting somebody in the middle of the street in downtown Atlanta.
Oh,
okay?
It was that time.
It was that time.
Yeah, yeah. How much was your bail?
I don't think it was that much. I think it was like probably $1,000. You know, they ended up charging me with a DUI because they threw the book at me because I it was the 23rd. It was 3 o'clock in the morning and there was absolutely nothing else going on Ponce de Leon and Atlanta, mm-hmm. except everything goes on in Ponce de Leon, Atlanta, 24 hours a day, except for white boy driving a Saturn, you know,
looking for weed,
I was looking for French fries is what I was looking for.
I thought you said it was weed.
No, I had gone to the, I had been high and I was going, I needed French
you
fries.
You had the munchies.
Yes. But the funny thing was, is I had been asleep. Like I was asleep. The TV was on. I woke up, saw a commercial for McDonald's, like the Christmas milkshake and the French fries. And I knew that the McDonald's was open 24 hours a day. Popped in the car, go down the street, take a left at a light. The light turns green. I go to take a left at the light. And when I take a left, someone just is right in front of me. They're right there. And boom. They came up on my mirror is what happened.
Right.
They broke the mirror off. But then somebody else was running behind that person. So I can only assume they were chasing each other down the street, probably for crack or something, you know, something more important.
Mm-hmm.
But they never found him. So they never found him. There was no blood. So I think we can all make the assumption that I hope they're still alive. I'm really sorry if that was you. I really apologize. But anyway, that was my Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve was always the bigger deal in my household. And I think we continue that tradition now. Because
you do?
Yeah, I do. Because there's something like... I feel like Christmas Day, the steam gets taken out a little bit after the morning presents are open.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, okay, now I have to get used to the fact that it's not the holiday season anymore. Christmas is over. I know I'm depressing everybody right before on Christmas Day.
I was going to say, that's when you break out the mimosas.
Well, exactly.
Holiday spirit going.
Yeah, and you do a big breakfast and a breakfast casserole. And do the mimosas.
We do the breakfast. This year we'll have the grandma and grandpa will be over to do the Santa Claus presents with us. So I feel like it'll be a really special, probably elongated Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone comes over on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day we invite everybody over. They all say they're coming over, but they all no one ever makes it over. And I can only imagine it's because Christmas mimosas, right?
Exactly.
So since I have 12 to 15 children, you guys do Christmas mimosas for me. Because if I start getting drunk on Christmas Day, forget about it.
Yeah.
When
now
you're a dad,
it's not the Christmas Eve anymore for us.
Now it's Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've turned it into Christmas Day.
We turned it into Christmas Day. Yeah, because there's no Santa anymore.
Oh, that's true.
So
now
my mom still writes that presents are from Santa.
It's cute. It's
like,
cute.
Mom, I'm 30.
My mom still does that too. Jean jackets and all.
Jean jackets.
Pizza pockets.
Yes.
My mom still writes from Santa. Pizza Hut delivered.
I went home and had a pizza that night.
I know you told me. You called and told me. It did make me hungry. It did make me hungry for pizza. But I know we're going to have pizza. If I just wait another day, pizza's coming.
Yeah, you'll have pizza.
Yeah, I swear to God, there's so much pizza. The other day, the funniest thing is we recorded that, and then a day later, my twin brother comes over getting kicked out of his house. And he comes over, and I say, hey, listen, I'll order some pizza for the kids, and then we can all have some. So my wife goes to order pizza, and one of my kids, who is just fascinated by pizza, like everything is pizza, 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 pizza. He gets into the pizza companies. He has favorites. He knows which one is good, which one is bad. He ordered the triple-decker pizza box from Pizza Hut, which is three pizzas stuck in a box this big in a holiday box. It looks like it's gift wrapped. And so it came to the door. I had no idea. And the guy takes out, you know, out of that bag, yeah, he takes out this huge wrapped present. And I was like, what is this? And he goes, it's the triple decker pizza, sir. And I'm like, the triple decker pizza? Is that a sexual position? What are we doing here? You're wrapping pizzas now? It was festive. But, you know, it was still Pizza Hut at the end of the day. Yeah. Listen, Pizza Hut's not the worst of the worst.
It's not the worst of the worst. Which has your children identified as the worst?
I don't think we get very much into Domino's.
Mm-hmm.
Little Caesars is good, but they don't deliver.
Their cheesy bread is good.
Yeah, but Little Caesars is a good value.
They don't deliver, though.
They don't deliver. So you got to go
pick
it up.
They don't even, like, DoorDash it or Uber Eats it.
They might. They might. But, I tell you what, there's one Little Caesars around us, and it's, like, you know, 10, 15-minute drive away. And you go there, and it does not fucking matter what time of day or night you go there. There is a line at that Little Caesars because it's pizza, mm-hmm. right? Am I making everybody hungry on Christmas Eve? Yeah, here we go talking about pizza for the second time on the 12 days of TCB. But that Little Caesars is really good. And I used to work at a Little Caesars. It was one of my first jobs. Yeah, that was the time that the manager showed me his gun and a pound of weed. It was fun times in the bucolic town of East Cobb, Atlanta, where the manager to the Little Caesars traveled around with a gun and a pound of weed. It was unbelievable.
Was that before or after McDonald's?
That was after McDonald's. After, okay. After McDonald's. I was now venturing into, you know, more shady kinds of restaurants.
Working your way up.
Listen, that Little Caesars. Fine dining and cocaine. I just had to get, some weed from the Little Caesars guy first. Yeah. You know, the weed is the gateway drug. And when a guy sticks a gun in your face and tells you to roll a spliff, you do it. But that Little Caesars, I was so terrible at making pizzas. He was a former military guy, now selling weed and carrying guns. He was a former military guy, so he was very diligent about everything. You know, one ladle of sauce. Don't put too many pepperonis. That's not enough cheese. More cheese, less cheese. You know, you're ruining the dough. The dough we used to make every day, and then you'd put it in, you'd measure it, weigh it, put it in a ball. I couldn't even get that right. He had to throw away so many fucking pizzas because of me that eventually he just sat me down and he was like, you are not a good pizza employee.
Yeah, you're not working out.
Yes. So he said, you can either work the register or I'm sorry, I'm going to have to let you go. And I worked the register probably for about a week before I decided that was the worst job in the world too. Because when people want pizza,
they want pizza now.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to take in the no for an answer. So anyway, I hope you're not having Little Caesars for Christmas Eve. But if you are, it's not the worst thing in the world.
It's not. Yeah. No.
But Domino's has become the least favorite in the household. I think they changed their recipe about 10 years ago happened.
It's not
you
great.
And I used to.
Yeah.
That Domino's is on speed dial.
Yeah, exactly.
Speed dial.
Pepperoni and black olives.
Pepperoni, black olives. Mm-hmm. Get it to us now. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Green and Mrs. Hoadley will be right over. You know, we'd give a $30 tip because we were too drunk to note any different.
Exactly.
And that happens six times a week, honestly. Let's be real about it. Six times a week. So anyway, it's Christmas Eve. We just have been in love with the 12 days of TCB. Apparently you have too. I actually think this has been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
It's given us purpose and direction and
that's right.
content ideas. Purpose, direction, and content ideas.
Something like that.
Yeah. And it's almost over. To end this long, exciting journey that we've had, reviewing all of our content, favorites, ideas, events, stories that we've talked about, there is one that continues to reign supreme among all content-related events that happen here on TCB.
Right.
There is
the
one
anointed one.
One leather-faced, strap-backed, turtleneck-wearing, cheap knockoff Rolex-having man that always takes the cake. And his name, of course, is Frankie B. I'm from Chicago. Now, this has been the year when we have done the least amount of Frankie B. If you remember season one, we started to get into him. Season two was basically Frankie B all the time. And he was pumping out videos and we could not wait to get another one. Season three, we made a decision we were going to not do Frankie B anymore. That lasted for about a month, but we chilled out on it.
The people demanded it.
People wanted it. Season four, we went back to Frankie B a little bit. I'd say probably once every other month we did it. In season five, we have done remarkably few Frankie B videos.
Yep.
I think maybe three the entire year. And we've done more episodes this year than we ever have before. So I have been waiting and waiting and waiting, patiently saving two videos. Now, Frankie B has stopped posting a long time ago.
Well, I was going to say, and we figure when this happens, he has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend.
And
I think you're right about that.
His girlfriend makes him stop with all the crazy posting. Then the girlfriend and him break up. And that's when he really pumps the content out.
Frankie B's YouTube channel is a, like, I guess it's basically, it's a needle right into the vein of whoever he has dated or divorced last,
yes.
Right? He is desperately hoping that someone that he has recently been with sees the content that he's making because it's so obviously personal. And he says things that are so obviously personal. Like
you're probably smoking crack cocaine.
Like the time he did a whole series on dating a party girl. And it was obvious that he had been dating a party girl. Because slowly but surely, he started to tell the story about how he was dating a party girl. Or the divorce at the beginning when he got the divorce. Listen, no knock. Of all of the plots that we do, and I do consider Frankie a pickup artist because he's teaching men how to get women. Of all the plots out there, he is the one that's nearest and dearest to my heart.
Yeah.
He's kind of a softie.
He was our first.
He was our first.
You'll
never forget your first. Never forget your first Frankie B pounding. Never forget your first slick back hair, turtleneck wearing, pinky finger. Who wears a pinky ring anymore, Frankie? Let's be honest about it. But Frankie has had some videos that we amazingly have not done.
I cannot believe it.
I realized this a couple of months ago, and I said, I'm going to save this for the end of the year. And so, to round out the 12 days of TCB, you not have one, you have 2 days of Frankie B coming your way. Two videos we have not reviewed in the past, and we're going to get started with those. But first, I want to remind you, over the last couple of weeks that we've been here with you on the 12 days of TCB, we've talked about a lot of different charities. We talked about four of them. It's been so important to us because this time of year is when these charities who are doing a lot of good in a lot of people's lives, when they collect the most amount of money. Just like everything else in the world, all of it happens in the last 2 months of the year, November, December, the holiday time. We spend the most amount of money. We give the most amount of money. The most amount of money exchanges hands at the last 2 months of the year. And it's so important for these charities. And some of these people are doing real fucking heroes work, like God's work. And so if you would please, we're going to list all four of those charities in the show notes. If you would please go pick one of those charities, give $5, give $1, give 50 cents, doesn't matter. Every dollar counts. If you want to, you can share with us which one that you donated to or which ones you donated to. Send us a screenshot of that donation and we'll be happy to send you some free swag. We have nothing to do with these charities. We have not talked to them. They have no idea we're doing this. We have no idea we're doing this. We have no idea what we're doing.
They may not like that we're
They probably don't like that we're talking about them. Yeah, but the links on the show notes go directly to their websites where they collect money on their behalf. It has nothing to do with us. We don't touch the money. We just thought it was a good thing to do to give back at the end of the year to hopefully brighten somebody's lives. And these are causes that are near and dear to our heart. Chrissy had the National Breast Cancer Coalition Fund, St. Jude's, ASPCA, and then there was one more. We'll list them all on the show notes in these next 2 days. So if you think about it, right before the end of the year, you want to give a few bucks, that would be fantastic. So why don't we do this on this Christmas Eve, keeping you company, keeping you warm and cheery and bright with our talk of pizza and Brian's potatoes. We are going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll do some Frankie B.
What do you mean you don't know our phone number? I only tell it to you twice a day, 4 times a week. Oh, fine. If you insist, I will tell it to you again. It's 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. And don't you forget it. Now, in case you can't remember, our Instagram handle is at The Commercial Break, a tough one, I know, and our TikTok handle is at TCB Podcast, and that one is the same as our website, tcbpodcast.com. And one last thing, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for all of our video episodes. Got it? Good.
All right, we're back, and Chrissy, no man in the TCB history has quite got our goat like Frankie B. Bernardo. He's a content creator out of the greater Chicagoland area. He's a master of all things fitness, fashion, fun, and grooming, And here he is again, looking his best with his black turtleneck on, his pinky finger ring, slick back hair, standing in front of his
fresh follicles.
Fresh follicles. Frankie B's follicles. standing in front of the silk screen that he got from the JCPenney family photograph bankruptcy sale.
Yeah, portraits.
Yeah, from the portraits.
From the 80s.
You know he did. You know he did.
Oh, yeah.
And who has one of those just hanging around, by the way? Honestly, who has one of those? I mean, just do it in your house. Yeah. Who fucking cares? Do you think he sets this up at his house or his studio?
I think he's got some kind of little studio.
You think he does? Well, we've seen his.
His salon suite
is no bigger than this room. The entire salon suite.
And we also saw an apartment one time when he was showing us his cooking methods.
Where he had fake fruit in a bowl.
Yeah, we think it was a model apartment.
I think it was the model apartment. He had convinced the girls downstairs to let the leasing officers to let him use it. So Frankie B, as we had mentioned, he has stopped creating new content, at least over the last 6 to 12 months. And we've done a few of his videos this year for that reason. But Chrissy, we are 6 inches from gold on this because we dropped some nuggets on the floor. We had done one video, I think back in season number 4, about dating traps with Frankie B. And he created 2 more videos. I just don't think we ever got around to them. At least I don't think so. You know, we've done so much Frankie B. It's very possible we've done one of these videos, but I don't think so. So here we are at the end of the year. I saved these in my pocket just for these purposes. And
thank
so let's
you.
Do this. Let's review. We're going to go backwards here. We're going to start at number 3 and then we'll go to number 2 for Christmas Day because that's just the way that I want to do it. These are Frankie B.'s dating traps and how to avoid them.
Welcome to the 3rd edition of Dating Traps.
I love how he shakes his head. I love how he like, hey.
I know.
He's like Peter Griffin. Hey, everybody.
Rocket.
Rocket. Lifestyle.
Yeah. Lifestyle is him smoking cigars.
Fashion. Golfing. Fitness. Pumping iron. Hot bitches. Cream on your face. Parasailing. Frank Bernardo walking away from the camera. Can you imagine being someone driving down the street just walking a guy, watching a guy walk away from a tripod?
Yeah.
Going on.
What is that? Influencers in the wild?
Influencers in the wild. It's funny.
Hope you're having a great day. And to any women that are watching this channel, I hope you're having a lovely day. Welcome to
I take 50 milligrams of Cialis daily for your pleasure.
Thanks, Frank.
I'm ribbed for your pleasure.
Video. My name is Frank Bernardo. If this is your first time here, this channel is for all guys who want to up their game in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Yeah, there's no tea.
Where did that tea go? I want to know.
And we're
gonna... Who cut the tea out? Woof, 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 woof.
We're going to do a lifestyle category today. And within that lifestyle, we're talking...
We're doing a lifestyle category. And then within that category, we're doing additional
embedded in the category, embedded in the category.
Yeah, lest you think I'm not organized, Chrissy.
dating traps. This has become a very popular segment of my videos. I'm getting a lot of...
I've literally had tens of phone calls about this.
Request every time I put one out, do another, because you're liking this information.
That's
and
our
I
listeners.
Appreciate that you're liking it.
What's that?
That's our listeners.
That's our listeners.
More.
Yes, there's many TCB fans. Stop it. You're going to be ruined it for everybody. That's why he's not creating
I know,
more content.
It might be.
It's because you keep making fun of him, you shitheads.
And guess what?
But he deletes the comments. After a while, they go away. So I know that he's out there. He knows about us.
I'm here to fulfill your wishes. So sit back and enjoy the video.
Oh, he's here to fulfill our wishes,
our Christmas
Chrissy.
Wish.
Chrissy, what's your Christmas wish?
Frank.
Yeah, listen.
Duh.
Forget fucking Santa Claus and sitting on his lap with his red rocket or whatever we reviewed a couple weeks ago. I want Frankie B, black Sears... turtleneck to come in ripped, rocking, hard
like
and ready.
I like it when he wears like the more open chested stuff and he's got the bracelets and rings.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the chest hair.
Before we get into dating trap number 1, I want to explain to you that everything I'm talking
Before I make a point,
right.
I want to make no point whatsoever.
That's the thing. Yeah. A.
Yeah. B.
One.
3. Yeah. He's like Clark Griswold. Number 1 and B.
No.
talking about in this video. It's not something that I was reading in a book. These are actual dating experiences. And
you don't say.
Unfortunately, I'm still on the dating scene. You know, I did have a...
Unfortunately, no, you lucky lady has knocked me down yet, Chrissy. But I am just waiting.
Relationship, and it ended again. So what? Back on the wagon, back out there.
This, you are so right about this. He just said it. I was dating. Same. I went back to it. It didn't work out. Now I'm back on the wagon.
A lot of people out there go, dating, who needs that? Listen, you're all...
who needs sex? who needs companionship? A lot of people out there say, other people aren't for me.
Full of BS, okay? You know, anyone who says that you'd rather be alone, a lot of women say that. Oh, I'd rather be alone. I don't...
A lot of ladies with their breasts say that. all their period stuff. I'd rather be alone. Frankie, come on, man.
Need a man. They're all full of shit, okay? They do need a man. The problem with them is they can't get a man. That's why they talk like that.
And the problem with them is they can't handle a man.
Oh, my God.
They see the little red rocket come out, and all of a sudden, they're scared. I pop a couple extra Viagra, I'm half hard and ready to go, and they say, I'm outski. Well, let me tell you something. You need this man. Look at all the things I can do. I'm a content creator, a lifestyle guy.
I play golf.
I have over 5 locations of my salon suites paying me jack every month. You know what kind of rent I bring in? $60 per. That's right. You can't get a guy like me. Rock it.
You run into a woman right off the bat that starts chirping that they don't need a man. They're fine.
I'd like to remind all the ladies out there, welcome to my video.
I hope you're having a lovely day.
I hope you're having a great day. You won't be here long.
Yeah.
For life. Guess what? I would run because that's already showing attitude. And that's dating trap number one.
Oh. Dating trap number one. A woman who talks. Fuck that.
Attitude.
If you catch attitude, if you catch words from a bit, you'd say, I'm out of here. I don't need all of that. Yep, yep,
run.
Yep. Yeah, I can hear that on ESPN. I don't need you.
Dating trap number two. When you're having a conversation
like the
hook 'em horns. Yeah, dating trap number two. I poke your eyes out.
Hey, girl, before your date, you're going to definitely talk a few times. And one of the big questions is, how long have you been divorced? I ask that. The women ask me that.
And the first question
is,
how many times have you been divorced? As if it even fucking matters. I mean, I'm so annoyed with all the questions. Yeah, yeah, who fucking cares?
This is funny. There's the story that's going to unfold here, so bear with it here.
Okay.
Bear with it. Oh, we're bearing. We're bearing as much as we can, Frankie. Bring it home, baby. Tell us that story.
So I asked this one woman, and...
Come on, kids. Gather around the Frankie B. Hear a little story about that one time he got ghost.
And she says, I've been divorced 5 years. The biggest mistake I made was not asking her how many times she was married, okay? I asked her how long she was divorced. Okay, big mistake. We're going to get to that story shortly here.
Oh, a cliffhanger.
I know, he's stringing us along.
Who knew he was a storyteller? Wow, he is the George Carlin of pickup artists here. I'm fascinated.
All right,
Let me guess. She's divorced more than once, Frankie.
Yes.
Is that the end of the story? Okay, I'll do it for you. How's that?
We go out on a date. We're at the restaurant. And then, again, in conversation, the divorce thing came up. She looks at me and she goes, I got something to say to you.
I got something to say to you.
Frank.
I happen to be a Max murderer.
I go, what?
What? I knew it, you woman. I knew you women can't be trusted. What?
She goes, 3 times. La quinta, por favor. You know what that means?
Hola, mi amigo. Feliz Navidad. La quinta, por favor. Frankie. When you get into your advanced age, you can't expect that everyone's going to be on divorce number one. Yeah. I promise you, you aren't on divorce number one. $1,000 at least two.
Oh, yeah.
At least two.
That means check, please.
Yeah, Frankie, we got it. I think all of us speak enough Spanish.
He thought he ate with that one.
La cuenta. Mic drop. They're going to be hitting me up in the comments section. I'm as good as laid.
I almost had a heart attack. Dating trap number two. Before you get out on that date, ask them how many times they were married.
What a
so
dick.
So you don't have shock.
I mean, am I right?
I get it that there's like maybe could be a warning sign there with three divorces, but everybody deserves love. And you know what? What a dick to just automatically.
Hey, listen, everybody deserves love, but not with this guy, okay? If you're not fresh out of the oven, I don't want to have anything to do with it. You also got to make sure they're virgins. That's all I got to say, okay? All right, conversation over. Enough
check, set. Please.
La cuenta, por favor.
Hey, dating trap number two. Don't go out with a woman.
That was number two.
Three times.
I know, he's making his point six times.
Okay. I'm dating trap number three. Now,
why can't you just stick up three fingers?
He just did two hands.
Two hands.
Of a three.
Why did he have to use both hands to get to number three? Dating trap number three. If it takes more than one hand to make three, you got a problem. Hey, listen, but not everybody has, you know, fine motor skills. He isn't an esthetician, so I would hope that he's got that one in the bag.
About with that woman. And you're having conversation. I want you to pay close attention to what she says about
also, are
her
these,
ex-spouse.
Should these be considered traps or like red flags?
Chrissy.
Because I don't think it's
learned,
a trap.
If you've learned anything about Frankie B, it's that he doesn't always have a master. He's like not always mastering the English language. And so dating trap, this is not a dating trap. This makes no sense what he's saying, how he's using the word dating trap, but words dating trap. But we love him anyway.
Yes.
Or it could be an ex-boyfriend that they live with for years. If they're talking how dominant the man was in their life, how much control he had over her, how much control he had over the family.
You press the button and take her home. This is game on. I'm telling you what, you've hit the jackpot here, Chrissy.
And he kind of struck the fear of God in everybody. And she's going to tell you how much she hated that, how much she disliked that. You know what? I'm going to feel sorry for the woman, and I'm sure you would too, because that's the furthest thing that I would do to a woman or a family, and I'm sure the average guy out there is going to be the same way. But unfortunately, there are women who get...
Wait a second. Slow your roll here just a little bit, Frankie. Are there like... So you're just kind of controlling of women? You're kind of dismissive of them? Mm-hmm. You're kind of put their feelings in the back seat? But if someone really does those, like if someone goes full bore on those things, then what's to be considered is that they are weak-minded and you don't want them.
Yeah.
That is the... Hello, that's the kettle calling the turtleneck black.
Marry narcissists and very dominating people. Now, pay special attention to that conversation, okay? And keep it up here. And then I want you to see...
Do you know how specific these examples are? I mean, very specific examples.
How she acts. Let's say you're progressing in your dating, and you're noticing that if you have a disagreement, and I say a disagreement, we all have disagreements. That's part of life, okay? It's going to happen. But if you have a disagreement...
And she's doing a lot of talking. Tune her out.
And she becomes obnoxiously dominant, and you're not allowed to have an opinion. You're not allowed to have a say-so.
What? And is this the same woman
in the
that would have been controlled
talking
before?
About? What, where did we go with this?
He hates when women have autonomy.
I know. It's really difficult for a woman to have an opinion in Frankie's opinion. In Frankie's opinion, it's really difficult for a woman to have an opinion. We got to take a break. I'm just checking.
I'm so engrossed.
I know. I love Frankie. Me too. And that's why I have to remind myself. Do we have to take a break? Is there a break involved? Okay. Let's pay some bills. Donate to our sponsors. Links in the show notes. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Hi. You know what time it is. So let's get to it. Pull that phone out of your pocket and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok for now, I guess. At TCB Podcast. You can also find all of our video content that we're filming in our brand new studio at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. So check it out and throw us a follow, a like, a comment, whatever you can spare. If you want to get in touch with us, you can always text us or call us and leave us a voicemail at 212-433-3TCB. Now I have one last request. During the 12 or 263 days of TCB, check out our featured charities and donate to them if you can this holiday season. All right, let's take a listen to our sponsors and get back to the show.
Okay, here we are in the middle of... It's okay. We do, listen, we're all having fun. It's Christmas Eve. You'll forgive us for a few mistakes. A little production. We're still coming together here as a team. There's a bunch of women around here, and they want to have opinions.
We've got opinions.
They've got opinions and stuff, and I don't know.
We talk.
The periods. I don't know what's going on in here
talking
anymore.
So much, I can't use my brain.
Frankie B. is here, telling us his dating traps. He's on the third video of three of a series that is apparently highly coveted. Everyone really wants one. And Frankie B. is in the middle of telling us a story, a very specific story about when you go to dinner with a woman. If she starts talking about how dominating her man was, you feel sorry for her. But then if she has opinions,
but
they're
then you
obnoxious.
Get into an argument.
Yes.
And she talks. Then
and she
bad.
Has conversation. Yeah.
She says something.
Well, listen, Chrissy, I mean, let's be real. He's kind of right about that.
Kind of gets loud and jumpy, like she's taking full control and you're not allowed to ask a question, and she kind of strikes the fear of God in you to ask.
She strikes the fear of God in you.
How do I feel like? Why do I feel like this has never happened in Frankie B's life that a woman has struck fear into his heart? I mean, she strikes the fear of God in you.
Particular question.
I just want to know so badly about Frankie B's personal life.
I do too.
I want to know who he's dating. Mm-hmm. I want to know what they look like. I want to know the interactions between them.
We did see that one woman when he tried to pivot to being a travel content creator.
He was a travel agent for a minute.
He took the girl.
The Holiday Inn in Puerto Rico.
He showed us the hotel.
It was not great. Yeah, it was not great. There was clothes all over the bedroom. He showed us the gym. It was as big as my bathroom. I mean, and then he showed us the beach. He showed us the beach. It was like the weirdest beach I'd ever seen.
And didn't he go into the ocean?
It's like the great thing about the ocean is when you get right here, it's right up to your knees. And I'm like, that's how all oceans work, Frankie. At some point, you're going to get water.
I really want to see that one again.
Oh, he's got another one that's the review of the gym in Puerto Rico. But it's only like 4 minutes long and it's not that funny. But he shows you all the machines that you can work out on. But what fascinates me maybe even more than Frankie B's love life is I want to know about his family life. Does he have children? Are they grown? Do they respect him at all? Does he have daughters? Probably not. Is his mother still alive?
I don't know,
is his father
he's
still
never
alive?
Mentioned
never
any of that.
Well,
so.
To be fair, they probably all sat him down and had an intervention.
Struck the fear of God.
Yeah, struck the fear of God in him. If you say my fucking name on that goddamn channel,
that
you're
you
done.
Have a daughter.
That's right.
That she knows is coming. So that woman just went through a relationship that she hated. But guess what? She lived that for years. So guess what? It's in her. They know no better. They could talk.
They literally absorb feelings and emotions.
They know no better.
They know no bounds, Chrissy. These women will do whatever they can to trauma dump on you. You got to stay steely like a man. Get back to your tuna and eggs. Get back to your tuna, eggs, and ESPN, and everything will be fine. Don't let that woman push her emotions on you. Not your problem, those emotions.
If they don't want that. But you got to be real careful with women like that, because guess what? They could possess it. They think
they are witches. They go to therapy. They are witches.
They think.
They're Wiccans, all of them. They go out into the woods and they curse our names.
They're not doing it, and they think that it's right for them to do it because that's what they lived with. All right? I was in a relationship like that.
Just 2 days ago.
She actually was a narcissist, okay? And I had to end it because she was carrying on all the same traits as her ex-spouse. So pay careful attention to that. Pay careful attention to narcissism.
Because I want you to take notes and record the phone call.
Because he's not narcissistic at all.
Yeah, listen. Hey, Frankie. Yeah, by the way, I do have to point this out. Chrissy's right about this. If you're in one bad relationship, we all have bad relationships. If you're in two bad relationships, that's really shitty luck. If you're in three, you should start learning some lessons. If all of your relationships are terrible, it's likely you are the problem. Yes. That's it. Ask me. I know.
It doesn't end. They can't change. It's embedded in them. Do yourself a favor. Dating trap number three. If you think she's a narcissist, get the hell out.
That was the most long-winded way of saying, if you're dating a narcissist, get out.
Trap number four. But before we get into that, if you like this video, do me a favor, guys, and any ladies watching, hit the subscribe bell so you don't miss any of my upcoming videos.
Hit the subscribe. The subscribe. S-U-S-C-R-I-D-E. The subscribe button.
Especially dating trap number four.
Especially. I love when people put an X in there, especially.
Especially.
Four. And if you
it's
do
like an espresso.
Please give the video a thumbs up because that'll help this channel grow. I would greatly appreciate it. I'm going to ask you to follow me on Instagram. That's going to be in the description box below.
Have you seen his Instagram?
Holy shit. I never thought about this. Never once did I know that Frankie B had an Instagram.
Okay.
And now, give me one moment, please, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to bear with me. It's Christmas Eve. What else are you doing? Please stay with me for just one second.
This could be our Christmas gift.
Oh, but
I can't believe you've never looked up
his Instagram. I've never thought about this. Never thought about this. I am really bad at this.
And that's why I'm helping with show research now.
Yeah. Frank Bernardo. We're going to have to look because there are many Frank Bernardos. Oh, wait. I think I found it.
Oh.
It's locked. That one only has three followers. Christina, you got to get on this. Let me know if you find
it.
There are lots of Frank Bernardos out there. And this, founder of CEO Boss Recruiting? No, that's not him.
Are you looking up Bernardo or Benardo?
It's Bernardo.
He wrote it as Benardo.
He wrote it as Benardo?
Yeah, I always thought he just had like a weird way of speaking, but it's B-E-N-N.
He does have a weird way of speaking.
Benardo.
Benardo?
Benardo.
Frank Bernardo.
B-E-N-N-A-R-D-O.
Insta. Okay. I don't see that either, really, quite frankly.
I'm on it.
You got it?
Please hold.
Please text immediately if not. Okay. Oh, you're airdropping it to me?
Well, just a second.
Okay. All right. I'm excited now.
I know. It's very exciting.
I'm really excited. Christina is, we just gave Christina the Employee of the Week award.
Yes.
Because there's only four of us, but she had a 25% chance of winning. But you should know that Christina comes into a really tough situation. Chrissy and I have been doing 650 episodes yes. all alone with no help from anybody when we're recording. There's a lot of people that help us outside of the recording, but when we record, it's just Chrissy and I. But Christina comes in as the third wheel in a situation where Chrissy and I know each other very well. The needed third wheel. And she's been doing such a great job. So I just thought I'd say that. Christmas Eve. Thank you, Christina.
Yes, thank you,
You've
Christina.
Added a layer of facts.
I was going to say, of some kind of validity.
I'm sending you the link
to what we're doing.
Yes, this is amazing. How did I never think to get on a social media hunt for Frank Bernardo? Bernardo.
Okay.
Why? And why did Sent I always think it was Bernardo?
Because he says Bernardo.
It sounds like he's saying Bernardo, but just
it's
with a
Bernardo.
Like a speech impediment.
Yeah, he does have one.
Oh my God. He just posted in October.
He's got a girlfriend.
Well, we've figured that.
Oh, she's very pretty. She's very pretty.
Oh, good for Frank.
She looks like Darcy from 90 Day Fiancé. Am I right about that?
Oh my God, have you seen his tattoos?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. We've seen the tattoo.
Wow.
I hadn't.
Look at him.
Oh, yeah, that's why
he does his workout videos.
Yeah.
He's happy.
Oh, my gosh. This just opened up a whole...
Oh, he's over 60 because he hashtagged over 60.
He did? Yeah, he's looking really old in that in these recent videos.
I will say he looks happy, which is nice.
Yes, he does. Well, he's got a girlfriend. We were right. That's why he's not posting. Here's his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Don't Stop Believing, the most cliche real music ever. Oh, my God. This opened up a whole new world. There's going to be a lot more Frankie B in 2025, guys.
I can't wait to dissect that.
Oh, my God. That's lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Frankie, for saying that. And thank you, Christina, for finding it. Let's get back to the video.
Trap number four. And guys, if you fall into this, this is your fault. Okay, first impression, all right? Yeah, especially for guys.
First impression, you're good looking, you're a little yappy, and you don't speak great English, but I still love you.
Who are not, you know, actively dating. Say you're dating for the first time in 20, 25 years, okay?
Come 20, on. 25 years?
Well, that's how he started, or that's how we found him.
Yes, that's true.
Because he was
recently
coming
divorced.
Out of a divorce, yeah. And he was getting people back in the swing of the game.
In the swing of things.
In the swing.
Impression, it's everything with a woman, all right? Check your grooming. Us older guys, we got hair growing out of every orifice.
Well, he's right about that. Yeah. Fuck God and his funny sense of humor as he gives us hair growing. The hair cannot grow on the top of my head, but inside of my asshole, no problem. And that's why the Frankie's follicles gets transported from your balls to your head. That's why all these guys with hair transplants looks. Oh, by the way, if you look on his Instagram, it doesn't look like the hair transplant did all that great. No,
Under the sun. So do yourself a favor. Even if you got to get a magnifying glass, you think you're getting all these hairs in your ears and nose out, but you're not. Remember, you're going to be very close to that woman. And what's that woman doing? She's dissecting you, all right? She's going... She's looking at you and she's going, I don't like this. This sucks. Ah, this is okay. He's a little pudgy there. This is
that. Wow. Who are you dating?
No. Oh my God.
First of all, second
of all,
is
this the Terminator? It's like analyzing every little thing through a magnifying glass.
Wabam! You're not Jude Law. Wabam! First of all, second of all, on a first date, are we really getting close enough to see someone's hairs or nose hairs? Yeah. I mean, listen, however, I have seen some guys, and I know some guys in my personal life, and it's
sometimes the nose hairs are out of control.
The toe hair, the nose hair, and the ear hair, and they're not that old. I mean, we're talking like, you know, late 30s, early 40s. And it's like, do you not recognize that you could braid your toe hair? Could you please take care of that? Astrid and I have a friend, and I swear to God, his toes are much ballyhooed around here. Because it's like, could you just take all you got to do is, you know, you have a razor for your face and a razor for the rest. You know what I'm saying? Get down in those toes every once in a while.
Like small scissors.
Yes. If there's a curl in your toe hair, it's entirely too long. All right. Can we all agree that toe hair is not attractive? Listen, I know it can be on trend for women to have a little leg hair, a little armpit hair, whatever. Cool. I mean, listen, that's my scene. Believe it or not, that's my scene, okay? Women with arm hair are my scene. But when you have toe hair, you've taken it too far. It's gone too far.
That's what they do. Okay? Don't give them that ammunition. Make sure your grooming is on par, okay? Your clothes, don't pull out something that you've had in the closet for 10 years. Go buy a nice shirt, okay? First impressions, don't...
Wait, now, Frankie, you're taking it a step too far, because I will let you know that I only have things in my closet from 10 years ago. This sweater I bought when we worked at Clear Channel, Chrissy. I am not even kidding you. Still looks good, doesn't
it? That's almost 20 years.
Hollister?
Doesn't smell so good. I think it is Hollister.
I think that's so funny.
I don't know what that means.
It was of the time when you were at Clear Channel. It's kind of the time now. It's come back.
Everything Hollister's old is new again.
Yeah. Isn't Hollister the one that had all those guys like half naked?
Yeah, Hollister and Abercrombie.
And Fitch.
It was both of them.
Yeah, but I think the Abercrombie guy was doing a little, you know, New World pedoing. He was actually giving guys blowjobs.
Come in a hockey shirt. I was talking to a girl in the gym yesterday. She went on a first date. The guy showed up in a Chicago Blackhawks jersey. I mean, are you kidding me? She almost had...
Hey, listen. Go team. What does it matter? It's 2024. I see people going grocery shopping in their underwear.
Oh, yeah.
I have sat next to people on airplanes wearing Grinch pajamas. It doesn't fucking matter anymore. I'm wearing Hollister from 2007. Okay?
A heart attack. I don't care if you're into sports, okay? Save that for your buddies, okay? Dress the part. Look.
Save that for your prostate massage conferences.
Part. Be a gentleman, and you will not fall into dating trap number 4, is losing that woman right at the first impression. If you enjoyed the video...
Wait, dating trap number 4 is don't lose her at the first impression?
Yeah, like...
How is that your choice?
Right.
Yeah.
Because you didn't clip your nose hair.
Well, listen, that I'm agreeing. Frankie has made a point that I finally agree with, and that is... Please groom yourself long before you decide to show up on a first date, because nothing ruins Christmas like toe hair or nose hair. Okay, the first of two. I'm going to get you through Christmas. I promise I will. Chrissy and I are on a mission to make your Christmas a little bit more.
I need a mimosa.
You do? All right, we'll get you one. Settle down. We got to call HR and ask what's the maximum amount of drink tickets we can give Chrissy.
I'm pre-approved.
You're pre-approved. Do you remember we went to...
Oh, yes.
And we got drink tickets because they didn't want people to get drunk at the radio Christmas party at the bowling alley. No expense has ever been spared at a radio party. I mean, honestly.
No, shittiest... remember, we knew the guy who was handing out the drink tickets, so we got as many as we wanted.
Well, first of all, second of all, you hand out the drink tickets, and then you tell everybody it's a cash bar. We already knew we were going to pay for our own drinks, you cheap bastards. Did you get your 2 tickets? Yeah, no, I didn't. Give me 2 more.
I know, exactly.
While I'm throwing up in the bathroom. No, I didn't.
We got wasted.
Holy shit. Yeah. That was a long night at the office. No joke. Wow. I think I was still
married
at the time.
We got there at like 12, like noon.
Yeah, they brought us, they bust us over at noon. Actually, I think we took a car, but they bust everybody over at noon.
I left my car there. I did not drive home.
I don't think you got that car back for a week. I was married. I don't think I got my wife back for a week. I think we were all in trouble. Didn't we end up at our Russian friend's house?
I think
like,
so.
High on whatever. Cheap bowling alley cocaine. Cheap morning show producer cocaine. Something like that.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. Well, listen, don't get yourself in too much trouble tonight, because tomorrow we'll have another episode ready for you when you have your Christmas mimosas. After the presents are open, don a cap and put on your headphones and come along with us as
those new beats you got.
Yes. Put it on. Listen to Frankie B. TCBpodcast.com. More information about the show, all the audio, all the video, every single episode right there. 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Add the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak for all the episodes now on YouTube and Spotify a couple days later. Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll see you on Christmas. I love you.
Happy Merry Christmas. I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you in the podcast universe. Until next time, we must say goodbye.
Bye.